Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! Instead of Rob Parker, we got our man Ephraim Salam,
Wow. Friend
of the show. He is live with me from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're excited about him being here. First, let me say this. I'm going to give Ephraim some credit, some props.
Having
the guts to step back in the arena with me.
Okay, so first of all, before you finish that, whatever that is you're about to talk about, why must every time I'm in here, why must we always start there? Okay. Because
I'm impressed with your fortitude.
What do you mean fortitude? When you win, It doesn't take much to keep coming back to something when you win. Just FYI, I don't know what fortitude you're talking about, right? Like, I'm impressed with your resilience to keep coming back. And no,
that's
man,
it.
No,
that's
I'm a winner.
It.
Winners do what winners do, and that's what we win.
And I'm impressed with your ability to just, you know, put the past behind you and act like you won. I love it.
I'm gonna tell you like this: there are very few people. I don't want to be disparaging to anybody, but I'm going to be I'm gonna pat myself on the back because I pride myself as a former NFL player who played offensive line, not running back, not receiver or quarterback. Right. I pride myself in being able to step in here and fill in on a show like this where we talk about a myriad of topics. All right?
Yes.
I pride myself on being able to work in sports year round, not just in the fall during football season.
Right.
Right. This is, I've been doing this for 20 something years. Right. Even though I was playing, I've been doing this for 20 something years. So I pride myself in being able to come on a nationally syndicated show about all topics in the off season and slay one of its hosts. I mean, that to me is everything. I'm just saying.
Well, look, that was cute. That was a cute little intro. So let's get this thing popping. Nah, that's my man Ephraim Salon. We're going to have a lot of fun. And as you said, no football today. It is all hoop. So we're going to put those words you just said into practice. But let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. We got, of course, DJ Alex Tyshirt is in the house. Welcome, DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. It's rare that he's here. You weren't here Friday, were you?
No, I was hosting an event, see.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. All right,
I heard you turned it out, too.
Oh, man, did you see him?
I heard.
Thanks for following me on social, see.
Well, I do. You know, I don't see all the people I follow, but I definitely follow you. But anyway, we got super producer Rob G in the house. And on the updates, our man Steve DeSager. All right, Ephraim, let's get to the news of the day. And the news of the day, on the day that the Golden State Warriors had their championship parade, the new Brooklyn Nets made news. And the report is out of The Athletic. Shams Charania reports that the Nets and Kyrie Irving, who can opt out of his deal this summer and become a free agent, he's got until June 29th to make a decision. But remember, Ephraim, there have been reports a few weeks ago that the Nets are outright unwilling, that's the direct quote, outright unwilling to give Kyrie a long-term contract extension. Then there was a report like a week later that it looks like Kyrie's going to opt in and extend. So we're getting conflicting reports. But today the report was that the Nets and Kyrie Irving are at an impasse. And if indeed the Nets are unwilling, right, as the first report said, to give him a long-term deal, that's probably what the impasse is, right? So here's what I want to throw out to you. You know Kyrie Irving's situation.
Yes, I do.
You know he's mercurial and he brings a lot with him, right, to say the least. Tell me first, what would you do if you were – you know, would you want to offer him a long-term deal? Would you only want to offer him a one-year deal? How would you look at the contract? And then now that you are at an impasse, what would your thinking be?
He can't. If I'm the GM, if I'm Nets ownership and management, I would feel I can't offer him a long-term deal.
Right.
I can't. There hasn't been enough trust established in our relationship. And to me, when you're talking about that type of money, upwards of $200 million over 5 years, trust is the most paramount thing that I need to have in someone I'm going to give that to.
Yep.
Now, the vaccine thing was one thing, right? There was a global pandemic. Nobody handled that the way they should have handled it. But the other things, right?
Right. It's not even just that.
It's not just that. And so if people are thinking, oh, well, the pandemic is over, he doesn't have to be vaccinated or anything like that, that's not what I'm talking about. That was a major sign of selfishness on his part. Because remember, Andrew Wiggins was very vocal about not wanting to do that as well.
Yep.
Well, what did Andrew Wiggins just help his team do a few days ago?
Yep.
Right.
And Andrew Wiggins' stock is higher than ever. Individually, and obviously he got a ring too.
So if I'm ownership, I'm thinking, well, hell, these are two players who had the same exact stance. One was selfish, one was not. The one who wasn't won a championship with his team. Okay, right. But that's just one thing. But the fact that things that happen in the world have a profound effect on Kyrie. Right?
Mm.
where you take away, you go away for 2 weeks, don't tell anybody where you are or why you're missing.
Right.
Right. Like, I can't.
Because of what happened on January 6th. But stuff is happening like that, unfortunately.
It's all the time.
Right. We've seen, you know, mass shootings. How is Kyrie going to feel about it? And I get, it's nice that he's got that type of empathy, but you also have to go to work. A lot of us are disturbed by those things, but we got to go to work.
Yeah, you that part of it where the lack of trust and accountability, I can't do that. As an organization, I can't hamstring the franchise with a maybe. Talent on the court.
He's awesome.
Top 10 player. Yeah, that's easy. That's not what we're talking about here, though.
Right.
If it was just about that, extend him. We're going to keep him. He's going to retire a Brooklyn Net. But his own teammates are frustrated with that.
You know what this also is, Ephraim? It's a sign. It's a, like, this could be a lesson. This is a teaching moment for people, particularly young people, but all of us. Your actions have consequences. This is why the only reason, to your point, the only reason that the Nets are hesitant to give him a long-term deal or maybe just totally unwilling to is because of the things Kyrie's done off the court. That's it. And like you said, it's not about the vaccination. Honestly, if he had been not done these other things, they might be fine with that. Like, look, he's got his views, and that was that, but we're moving past that. But to your point, taking 2 weeks off because you were disturbed by events in the world, taking a week off just for an unknown family reason, you can't do those things. And I'm sure at the time, Ephraim, Kyrie's thinking, yo, my game is nice. And maybe not in these terms, but, you know, I'm nice. All right. I'm a max player.
Mm-hmm.
I can do what I want. And this is the Nets stepping up and saying, well, no, you can't. All right. And also, Ephraim, there's this. Kyrie's stance on the vaccination also cost them James Harden.
Yes, it did.
And it forced them to they ended up taking Ben Simmons back, who we'll see if that fits. But that's a whole nother controversial contract. And he's got 3 years left, long-term, max money. So now, and we don't know if he's going to play, right? Where's his mind at? So,
it's called the ripple effect. Yes.
What I would do, Ephraim, is if I'm the Nets, I'd be willing to give him opt into your deal. We'll give you a 2-year extension, very incentivized. It can be a max deal if you play 60 games a year or mm-hmm. something like that. So we're willing to offer you, if you get these incentives, you'll get the max, but it's got to be heavily incentivized if I'm running the Nets. And I'll be honest, we haven't won with him. Boston, we've seen, as much as Kyrie is way better than Marcus Smart, they got better without Kyrie. Kyrie hasn't won anywhere outside of with LeBron. And so it's not like he's Kevin Durant or Steph Curry or somebody. So if push comes to shove, I'm willing to explore sign and trade.
Well, of course, because look, when you're talking about those type of deals, like I said before, talent is not all that we need.
Right.
The best thing that you can be as a professional athlete is available. If you're not available, then it doesn't matter how talented you are or aren't. We can't use you.
Yep.
So all of that, coming out, you score 50, you score 60. We don't need that for 12, 8, 9 games. We need it for a full 82 games.
Right.
At least 60.
Right.
70 games. We need that level of dominance for the majority of the season. He has not shown that he's capable or willing to do that for whatever reason. Like I said, he's very emotional. He's very tapped in to what's going on in society, and I'm not knocking that. I don't want people talking about, well, at least he cares about. I care too.
Right.
All during the pandemic, you know where I was on Saturday? I was right in this studio, masked up, gloved up, shield up, because I have a job to do. I would have much rather just stayed at home with my family. Right? This is pre-vaccine.
Right.
Okay, this is pre-vaccine. This is, I'm just out here. I'm like, cross my fingers. I hope I don't bring this at home. You know, but I have a responsibility. People are paying me to show up, so I show up. You don't get to make $38 million or whatever it is and decide, I want to do it my way.
Right.
And that's
and
what he's shown.
And the thing is, we all get vacations, but their vacation is the off season. Mm-hmm. It's like 4 months.
Yeah.
You know, so you that's your vacation. So we don't want to hear this. He's just getting a week off like any of us could. Well, he got his vacation. His vacation is used up. In the season, we need you to show up. So we're going to keep this discussion going as we talk about Ephraim in this next segment. What teams should be interested in him? And where, like, is there a team that you would like to see offer him the max? Should anybody be willing him to get the max? Give him the max, and where could what are some potential landing spots for Kyrie Irving if indeed he is dealt? That's next on the Odd Couple. Ephraim Salaam in for Rob Parker. I'm Chris Broussard. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free. to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam in for Rob Parker. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to the zone, AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. All right, Ephraim, we were talking about this whole situation with the Nets and Kyrie Irving. Let's talk about if they can't work things out. And I'm going to tell you this. I said Kyrie has until June 29th to decide whether to opt in or opt out. I think maybe part of this, maybe, I say maybe because he released a post on Instagram. I don't know what the heck it meant. Did you see it? But with the timing, it would seem like he's poo-pooing the report. It would seem. So I have no idea what that meme or video or whatever it was meant. But let's just assume he was poo-pooing the report, because why else would you put something out? So I do think this could be about Kyrie getting some leverage. If indeed, if his camp leaked it, I don't know why he poo-pooed if his camp leaked it. But, you know, that could be at play, too. Like, I'll leave. Now what you going to do in Brooklyn? You know, Kevin Durant loves me, you know. So just putting it out there that I might leave so maybe the Nets come back to the table with a better offer. But I want to throw at you, if they can't work things out, what do you see the potential landing spots or some of the teams that would be interested were the Knicks, the Clippers, and the Lakers. Now, we're going to do a whole segment. We're going to get to the Lakers later. So let's talk about some of the other potential landing spots. And really, if you're another team, are any team out there outside of the Lakers who we'll get to that you would say should max him out? Like the Knicks. The Knicks need life. If you're running the Knicks, what's your thoughts on Kyrie?
I would, for someone like the Knicks, who they need a number one. They, right. You know, Julius
Randle.
They
just need some excitement.
They do. Something. Julius right. Randle is a great complimentary piece. He's not the number one guy, which we've seen play out the last couple years, especially deep into the playoffs. So the Knicks make sense. He can stay in the same home that he owns. Yeah. You know, just take another break.
Well, let me throw this at you though, with the Knicks, because I feel you. If I'm the Knicks, I am interested. I'm not really interested for 4 years max. Unless it's again heavily incentivized,
which he would never agree to. But you know that's
well. So would you give him like a full 4 year max deal?
No.
See, that's the issue. If I'm them, I kind of feel the same way as the Nets as far as what type of contract I want to offer him.
Yeah, like it, players tend to value themselves a little higher than reality might be. Now, right. Kyrie is valuing himself based on his performance on the court. Right? So
right.
with that notion, yes, you deserve a 4-year max or 5-year max, fully super max deal based on your perception of what you can do on the basketball court. In reality is that we're not negotiating what you do on the basketball court. We're negotiating when you're on the basketball right. court.
Are you going to be on the basketball court?
When you're
court.
Available to use said gifts on the basketball court. That's right. what we're negotiating. That's what your deal is. Now, any other player who, you know, Kevin Durant doesn't have to worry about this, right? Right. LeBron doesn't have to worry about this.
Because they show up
they
to show, work.
They play. They go to play. So, and Kyrie's a little different. It's a special situation. And Ben Simmons will fall into that situation once he gets healthy and if he ever plays basketball again. Oh, God, who knows? but now there's like a subcategory of negotiating in contracts for top-tier players based on availability.
Yeah.
Right? I can't pay you $50 million a year. Right. And you're giving me 26 games.
And I get that Kyrie, there's a part of me that feels like he should be like somewhat understandable how you've missed so many games. But he's probably looking at it, Ephraim, like this. I was injured my first year there, so that wasn't my fault. And then this year, I could have handled, he may not feel this way, but I hope he understands, look, maybe I could have handled the hiatuses differently, right? Okay, I can't just take off work next time there's a national crisis or disaster or something like that. Okay, I got you on that. I can't just take a week off for a family situation, you know, unless it's dire, absolutely dire. Okay, I got you on that. But he's probably looking at this year, Ephraim, as, look, these were really my passionate beliefs. And so he probably isn't seeing it, unfortunately, like we are, where it's like, dude, I get it. I haven't been there. I get you wanting to put the incentives in and things like that. So I'm with you. The Knicks should definitely be interested. They can release some players, Kemba Walker, Evan Fournier, Alec Burks, Nerlens Noel, and create the cap room to sign Kyrie. If I'm the Knicks, I'm interested. Kyrie would light the garden on fire. We wouldn't be great, but with him and Julius Randle, we should be a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
We're exciting. The fans are interested. We own New York again because even though Brooklyn will probably be better, they still, you know, are the Knicks, and they're exciting. But I still only want to give you a 2-3-year deal that's heavily incentivized. Now, let's go to the Clippers. If I'm the Clippers, honestly, I got Kawhi Leonard coming back. I've got Paul George there already. I'm really not that interested.
Well,
I'm gonna keep it real.
You wouldn't be able. You wouldn't be able to keep Paul George if you brought in Kyrie.
Well, they've named the store. Reports have named a lot of role players they could give up.
That wouldn't work.
But even if that did, do I need to bring?
No.
I would be more talented, but do I need to bring Kyrie into that situation?
The locker room is already frayed and fractured in LA already, based on players that let Montrez and other players
right.
What they've
Pat
said
Bev got out of there
right and what they've said about you know Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and their behavior and how they're leading the team. So you want to add another dynamic of dysfunction into the locker room?
Because the Clippers can be nice next year as they are. If they're healthy, they're a contender as they are.
But they're still the Clippers. And me being a Laker fan and an L.A. guy, they're still the Clippers.
Hey, the Clippers, look, if Kawhi's healthy, that's a big if.
If was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
So now I know why you don't want Kyrie there, Mr. Laker.
Please.
Fan. All right.
Look, they can go there. And don't be trying to cut me off. I know we're going
to
trending.
Well, we got
to
run.
I know what's going on.
I know Rob G's all up in my ear. And we got to get to Steve DeSager.
You think
John
slick.
Hollister. Oh, you're going to have time to talk about your Lakers. Don't worry about that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, our next guest does a fantastic job of covering the NBA, writing columns for The Athletic, my former colleague over at ESPN, and also former executive with the Memphis Grizzlies. We welcome in, you know him, John Hollinger. John, what's up, brother?
How you doing? It's been a while, my man.
I know, man. It's always great to talk to you. You got so much knowledge.
He ran you off too, huh, John? He ran you off too, huh? Boy, I tell you what.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to work with this dude, man.
This is Ephraim, our man Ephraim Salam. I'm teaching him the ropes of the business. He's in for Rob. But so let's get right to obviously big news today with the Nets and Kyrie Irving. Do you have any insight on what the impasse is about? There were reports that they don't want to give him a long-term deal. Then they may give him, you know, a couple of year, two-year extension on top of the opt-in with heavily incentivized. Like, what do you think if you don't know, what do you think the impasse is probably about?
Oh, I think it's just a straight leverage play, basically.
But
I mean,
Kyrie's
at the end of the day, the Nets and Kyrie need each other because there is no team with max room or even close to it that's going to be signing Kyrie as a free agent. Right. So he either needs to sign and trade from the Nets or he needs to sign a deal with the Nets. Meanwhile, the Nets have no outs if Kyrie leaves in free agency because they're so far over the cap that they can't sign anyone of remotely comparable value to replace him. So they're sort of stuck with each other. And I think the Nets looked at the situation and realized they didn't have to give Kyrie a five-year max because no one else was giving him anything close to that either. And I think so. I'm suspecting that this is kind of Kyrie's blowback a little bit. That, well, okay, like I got some options here, you know, like I can do some stuff here. So I'm really interested to see how this plays out. There are a lot of limitations on what the Nets can do because they're over the luxury tax. They can't take back anybody in the sign and trade, so that takes some options off the table. A lot of the teams that might be interested in trading for Kyrie are enough over the tax that they're limited from doing a sign and trade.
So you're saying they can't do a sign and trade?
He could potentially opt into his deal to take that off the table, but then he's making less than the max, and you know it produces other things for him that I think are suboptimal. So there's just a lot of moving parts here. It's going to get real interesting.
So they're limited in their sign and trade possibilities because of the luxury tax?
So basically, Brooklyn can sign and trade Kyrie and take back players who are under contract. They can't take somebody back in a sign and trade, though. Like, they couldn't do a double sign and trade Kyrie for Jalen Brunson, for instance.
Oh, right. Okay.
They'd be over the apron, so it would be illegal.
But they can do a player that's already under. Okay, I got you.
Okay, so in terms of what's the best scenario, what if Kyrie opts out? What if he's like, I don't want the player option, I'm going to hit the market? And like, where would that land him? Like, to me, looking at the board, I don't know if a team would trust him enough to give him a max deal.
Well, and John, that's, you know,
that,
too.
That's the whole thing. I'm not sure anybody trusts him enough to do that. And there's just a lack of cap room out there this summer. There's only four or five teams that have room, and they're mostly in rebuilding type situations, you know, San Antonio or
right. So that eats up
his
leverage.
Memphis has some cap room, but I think they're pretty happy with the point guard they have. So I don't really see that as a possibility. So he doesn't have a lot of options here. Is where it gets tricky, unless the Nets play ball and assign and trade. So
do you see other teams? You know this as you were an executive. You've covered the league, obviously. Teams can clear cap room for guys they like. If LeBron became a free agent, teams might clear cap room. Do you see any teams that would do that? That people talk about the Knicks doing that, but do you see any teams that might do that if Kyrie were available?
I think the Knicks would be the most likely suspect, yeah, because they don't have to clear quite as much as some other teams, and they have some ways of getting out of some money. Like Taj Gibson has a non-guaranteed contract. They can cut him. They can stretch the final year of Kemba's deal. If they find somebody to take, like Evan Fournier, for instance, who makes 18, you start getting close enough where it seems plausible. So They're the one where I think if something was going to happen, it would probably be the Knicks.
Okay, well, you know, to me, I just, as a former professional athlete, accountability is everything. We don't have it there with Kyrie. We don't have it there with Ben Simmons. It seems to me that the Nets are holding two pieces, very important pieces, very expensive pieces, that they can't count on, and to run it back hoping for something different next year seems reckless, in my opinion.
I don't disagree with you. I just they've painted themselves into this corner with the salary cap rules and everything where it's really hard for them to get out of that now.
So I get that the Nets are in a tough situation, but am I wrong to still think they have at least more leverage than Kyrie?
I think you're right about that. I think that's why ultimately I think Brooklyn's going to get more of what they want out of this than Kyrie is. Unless the Knicks ride in to save the day for Kyrie, basically, I think the Nets are either going to get him on a more favorable contract than the max and for shorter term, or I mean, I guess a sign and trade is still possible. I just don't see, like, if you're the Nets and you're thinking about winning a championship with Kevin Durant this year, I don't see the sign and trade with Kyrie that still leaves you at a championship level. That's the problem with that. Mm-hmm. So I do think their end game is still to bring back Kyrie. I just think they realize they don't have to go anywhere near the 5-year max or whatever. They don't have to go anywhere near that in order to do it. I think like one of the possible end games is he just opts in and says, I'll try again next year. Because he could do that, opt into the final year of his deal.
And you don't believe he's going to opt in, right?
It's going to be close, because the other option is opting out and signing for more than what his option is. His option is for like 36. I think his max can go up to like 43 this year. So he could do something where he opts out, signs for something closer to that max, but maybe it's not 5 years, maybe it's 3 or something, and it has some incentives for him to get all the way to the max rather than just giving it to him. So there's some gray area there he can fill in.
What about, everybody's brought up the Lakers, obviously, because they have LeBron, and that's the one place it really worked with Kyrie. I know they have to move mountains to make something like that happen. I'm sure they'd love to do it, but what are your thoughts on the Lakers' chances of getting him?
I would say really slim. I mean, it basically has to be Westbrook coming back. That's really the only way anything can work. And I just don't see how Brooklyn is at all incentivized to do that. And then still, I mean, even if Kyrie opted in, so it wouldn't be a sign and trade, and you traded him for Westbrook, if you're Brooklyn after that? So right. there has to be some third team involved, and even so, like, nobody has enough cap room to take Westbrook's contract or get anywhere close to taking it. So it just becomes such an impossible deal at that point.
Well, speaking of the Lakers, what are they going to do to put a championship caliber team on the court? I know AD will be back from injury. LeBron is working out on Instagram and showing people he's coming back and ready to go. But you know, the elephant in the room is Westbrook, and can he assimilate to the way that the new coach and the new coaching staff wants to play basketball? What do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be really – I mean, I like Darvin Ham a lot, but I think it's just going to be hard with what he has to work with to make that work. I mean, they let Caruso go. They traded Kuzma and Caldwell Pope for Westbrook, and so they lost three really key players, and it's really hard for them to replace them because, again, with the tax rules and everything, there's no Laker exception in the salary cap. Like, they're going to end up chasing players who make like $7 million or less, because that's all they can spend under the rules right now. They could do something trading future first round picks and like Talen Horton Tucker, or, you know, doing something with a Westbrook trade. Although I just don't know who can swallow that contract at this point. So they'll be active. They'll try to do stuff. But, man, they're in a really tough spot.
Quickly, John, we got to go, but I got to end with this. Is Steph Curry in your all-time top 10?
All-time top 10. I think he's probably not quite. I know the incentive is to, like, overreact to the thing that just happened, but I'm more comfortable with him in that 10 to 20 space.
Okay. There it is. Our man, John Hollinger. Great stuff, John. Keep up the excellent work, man. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yep, more iCouple coming your way. Chris and Ephraim Salam is in for Rob Parker. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple. And with prices soaring at the pump, and boy, are they soaring. Discover's got your back with cash back. Here's how it works. You use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target stores. That's now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. You can learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. All right. Ephraim, Draymond Green, you know, he's out there. He's all over the place. He's on his podcast. He's the show at the parade today. And, you know, he's on the court doing his thing. And, of course, he's on social media going at it with Ja Morant. Now, what happened was Klay Thompson, after they won the championship, said that he remembered a tweet by Jaren Jackson of the Grizzlies during the regular season, after a regular season game. And Jaren Jackson kind of mocked the Warriors' motto during their championship years, which is strength in numbers. And Klay talked about how much that upset him and actually called Jaren Jackson a bum. And so Ja Morant tweeted, "We in their head rent-free." Rob G, if you can get the exact tweet. But it was basically like, "We in y'all head rent-free." Taking up a lot of space. And then Draymond responded, and then Ja responded, and they talked about, "We need to play on Christmas Day. Bring it on," you know, so on and so forth. Here's what I want to ask you, Ephraim. Do you want to see, I mean, yeah, sure, we'll watch it. It'll be a good game. But if you have your druthers, who will the Warriors play, and then who will the Grizzlies play on Christmas Day? Would it be each other? Or would your dream matchup for Christmas Day be somebody else?
No, I would stick with that one, because the one thing that they did, and one thing social media can do, is it can help the NBA schedulers out. Right? You can see how much traction those tweets got. You can see how many retweets and how many views and how many clicks, and so it's a tangible tool to gauge interest in the matchup.
Right.
Now, of course, you would want to see the young upstart Grizzlies team who, you know, shocked a lot of people, who are dynamic, who are everybody young. They're all a bunch of kids. Right.
And Ja ate the Warriors up in his three games he played.
Right? So, of course, that would be a marquee matchup for Christmas. In Golden State, you know, Steph, the Warriors, and whatever that team's going to look like next year, because they got some decisions to make. But, yeah, the NFL should be sending out thank you tweets to both of these guys, because they're making the scheduling. Either the one thing that we didn't, you know, that was missing from Christmas Day, even though the NFL came in and hijacked Christmas Day from
I was going to say,
the NFL, they
better put on their best five games NBA.
Because Christmas is on Sunday.
I would be
so
highly
upset. You got to you got to come with it.
Oh my god!
And what we saw
in December, no less.
Oh yeah.
Obviously, like
you got to come with it. It is very hard to do in December. Me personally, I think the NBA season should start in December. But
I ain't mad at that.
I mean,
I'm gonna throw a few games at you though that I think would be better. Okay. I hear you. But if Golden State, and I'm the NBA and I've got to compete with the NFL, mm-hmm. I'm looking for the best games. I think a bigger draw for Golden State is, come on, who we all been talking about? Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets, hopefully with Kyrie and Ben Simmons, against the Warriors. I think that is a huge draw. I think LeBron, now we don't know how good the Lakers will be, but I think if they're pretty good, LeBron, Steph would be a great matchup. I'll even go Boston-Milwaukee. As potential, obviously you got a finals this year with Boston, but next year I think Milwaukee's got to be the favorite in the East. So I would rather see the Warriors play any of those four teams before this. But here, I'm not trying to slight Memphis. because I get they got a young up-and-coming star, superstar. I think he's the most exciting airborne player since Vince Carter in 99 entered the league. But I want to see that young star go against another young star named Anthony Edwards. And that was a great series, Minnesota-Memphis. I see you smiling like, yeah,
that was pretty good.
And did you see Hustle yet? I know you
I've seen it. I've seen Hustle.
Anthony Edwards was
he's amazing.
The superstar,
He
was great. So his star is rising on and off the court. So I think that would be – and both of those guys are, you know, colorful personalities. They obviously talk a lot. And so I think that could be a great rivalry. I'd like to see that.
Well, whatever they do, they got to make sure guys are healthy and available to play because it was a bit of a letdown this Christmas day.
And that a lot now.
And again, the NFL had a lot to do with it, and they'll have a lot to do with it this coming up. So I would lean into where the most action is socially.
Okay. All right, that's our man Ephraim. He couldn't just say I was right. He couldn't just give me those props. No, he was smiling, loved the idea.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.